This is Emil Moffitt for WKU Public Radio. In an era of flat-screen TV displays and high-resolution digital printing, the simple chalkboard is making a bit of a comeback. Not in classrooms, but in restaurants.
I wanted something that looked more, you know, custom, if you will. And I love the way those chalkboard painted signs look, and it just fit our atmosphere. We're really a rustic, kind of laid-back atmosphere here, and they tied in real well with it.
Keith Kaufman is owner of Lost River Pizza Company in Bowling Green, a restaurant that features several pieces of artwork by Bob Gregory.
You know, I'll tell him what I need, and he kind of can run with it. And he'll usually draw up something, sketch something up, email it over to me for me to approve, and then he goes to town and does it.
You may have seen one of those chalkboard signs with vintage lettering and sometimes colorful drawings and wondered whether someone on the restaurant staff was an artist or had really neat handwriting. But in many cases, those signs are professionally done. And one of the artists doing them is Bob Gregory, whose business, called ArtFX, is headquartered in a studio loft in downtown Franklin, Kentucky.
I didn't go to school for this, and of course I was interested in it, I guess like anybody else, but I didn't, I wasn't trained to do any of it. I just, you know, that particular Christmas I sort of did it, not necessarily out of necessity, but just to do something that would make a little extra money, and I kind of surprised I was a little bit good at it, I guess, and it kind of grew from there.
A list of his clients shows his artwork all over the country, from restaurants in Kentucky to California, New York, Texas, and even Anchorage, Alaska, all produced in his studio loft. Gregory says when he first started, he looked for information on search engine optimization to increase the number of eyeballs on his artwork.
Once I started, you know, putting the website together, it just slowly started growing. I mean, the photos, especially with the chalkboard signs and menu boards, it's sort of a specialty thing. You know, there's not too many people in the United States that advertise themselves as someone who makes those kind of boards. So if anyone was to look up, well, I want a, you know, menu board for my restaurant, well, my pictures would pop up, and so they would click on them, and then I would get calls, and just kind of goes from there.
He says the process begins with an idea from a restaurant or bar owner. Once they settle on a design and a size, he cuts medium-density fiberboards, or MDFs, and then applies three coats of black chalkboard paint.
Depending on what they want, we either use chalks or we use acrylics. And in a lot of the restaurant groups, I tell them that we should use acrylics simply because if they want to wipe them down, if they have dirt, you know, they got to last longer. You have kids coming up scratching on them, that type of thing. It's just better to have the acrylics. It looks like chalk, but it adheres more like paint, and it just it's more durable.
He says some of his clients, especially larger PR firms making a proposal, sometimes request real chalk instead of acrylic paint. Those chalk drawings are sealed with an acrylic coating to prevent smudging. In addition to the chalkboard signs, Gregory also paints murals, big ones, on the sides of buildings, in the upper reaches of restaurant walls like at Lost River Pizza, and even unusual places like the roof of a marina at Wolf Creek Lake. Whether it's chalks or acrylics, a menu board, a mural, or the cubist paintings he does for pleasure, Gregory says his artwork still surprises him sometimes.
Lots of times, especially several years ago when I first started doing this, honestly, I would look at it like anyone else would and go, that's pretty good. I mean, not trying to pat myself on the back at all, but I would kind of be amazed that it came out as good as it did.
The career that Bob Gregory never expected has placed his artwork in front of hungry customers all over the country. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Emil Moffitt.